Hey, fabulous friends! Buckle up and get set for a ride taking my broken and turning it into beautiful. We discuss all of that right here on Tragic to Magic with your host, Marnie. Our vibe? Never let anyone dull your sparkle. Never give up. So, if you're ready for raw, real stories of strength and transformation, you're in the right place. Welcome to our podcast, where we always keep it sparkling.
Hey, Tragic to Magic fam. Welcome to Marnie Knows Best Newsweek Edition. What is Newsweek Edition? Marnie, why do you know best? I'll tell you. A year ago, I had the opportunity to write an article, a question for relationships, family and parenting, what should I do, from Newsweek. And the most amazing writer, Maria Volpe, pretty much weekly sends me scenarios about relationships, family, parenting, what would you do? Now, the circumstances might be different, but the emotions that you feel are relatable across the board. The reason they use me, I guess, is because my quirks became my credentials. I have done so much healing, the layers and layers and layers that have been peeled off me, learning about my trauma and awareness and accountability, I am able now to help people that get upset for reasons that they don't even think they might even have. Unhealed trauma, it's so buried in our subconscious. So I wanted to read a situation and I will explain why I wrote my answer. So this was written in Newsweek, written by Maria Volpe. This story is about a man who had an argument with his girlfriend because he forgot to let her know he had changed plans for the evening. He explained he has a teenage daughter who lives with her mom and spends weekends at his. During their weekends, they usually do something fun during the day, and then she spends the night on her phone scrolling through social media like all other teenagers. This weekend, however, she asked her dad if they could watch something together, and they ended up watching TV and eating ice cream. At some point, his girlfriend texted him asking if she could come over since that was the plan, but he said he completely forgot about that and he was busy with his daughter. The girlfriend then called him saying how rude of him it was to change plans and not to let her know, and when he asked her to pop by the next day, she refused. They now have not seen each other since last week. How can this situation be approached? Okay, twofold. I think people see red flags and we want to turn them pink. I believe that this relationship wasn't possibly as deep because I think from the man's point of view, he would have stopped for a second to let her know. I think it was a good thing in disguise without even the guy realizing it that this was his way out possibly for the evening. Now, I understand that with my daughter and my children, you don't see them. It is the top of their heads we see. So for anyone to get an opportunity to spend it with their daughter, you don't, or your child, to have the face-to-face interaction, which never happened, you do that and you don't owe anyone an explanation. Now, from her point of view, this girl, I believe, or this was not the first time she overreacted, possibly in a situation. From my opinion, she has unhealed trauma, abandonment. She did not have healthy communication. I think it could have been handled like, oh my God, have the best time. But again, if you were at that level of a relationship, there would have been communication prior. So I think the girl might have been upset that one, the daughter was given priority, which it should, over her. She projected her anger for whatever she is feeling internally and got mad at him and not talking to him and cutting her nose to spite her face rather than saying, I'm sorry I overreacted. I understand it was time to be with your daughter. I get it. And you're supposed to be happy for one another. You're not supposed to get angry. But I think the relationship already was not in a great place. You know, time is precious. We don't get it back. Whatever it is. So I believe that, you know, I go back to healthy communication because my marriage ended because nobody knew how to talk. Everything is blamed. You do this, you always do that, rather than this makes me feel this way. And he could have been a little more sympathetic, possibly, and maybe not so abrupt. But again, this was probably not his first time behaving in a way that possibly upset her. It doesn't seem there's any communication in this relationship, because if you're not going to go over the next day upset that he was with his daughter, then I just think you're angry about other things in the relationship. And this one was where the pressure cooker popped, I believe. So it's so important. The message I want to bring to this is healing yourselves, because if this were a healthy relationship and healthy communication, oh, you might hear my little dog's footsteps in the background. Hi, Hershey. This situation, if it was a healthy relationship with healthy communication, he would have texted her and said, hi, babe, or whatever they call each other. I'm going to watch a movie, so I'll take a pass for tonight. I love you. I miss you. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. She would have written back in a healthy way. OMG, that's so fun. Have the best time. I love you too. And it would have been wonderful. Now they're arguing over that he didn't acknowledge and now she's not coming over. This isn't what a relationship is supposed to be. If they want to work on it and they're amicable and saying, you know what, we really like each other, but we don't know how to communicate. Red flags. The red flags, oh my gosh, they are always there, but we want to turn them pink. We want to believe, okay, we like this person and I don't care whatever they're showing us right now, their true colors, I don't believe it and I think I could change them. No, 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 no. If you are going out with somebody you just meet and you catch them in a lie, that's a red flag. Red flag alert. There's the alert. But no, some girls or gentlemen will stay in a relationship thinking, well, they just lied. It wasn't that big of a deal. I'm sure he likes me and will never lie again. No, they have liabilities and they will always lie. So there is an example of allowing yourself to settle when you see a red flag. I would never want anyone in my life, a friend, I'm not dating, but if I were single, if you lie to me one time, you're going to lie to me forever. I don't trust you. Let's say hypothetically, what's a good one? They always walk away when they're on the phone. If you ask them who they were talking to, they get mad. And their phone is always tipped over where you can't see it. So now you're like, you notice this. The first time they did it, you were like, no big deal. But now they always walk away. They always turn the phone upside down so you can't see who calls and get defensive when you ask, who was that? So right there, a red flag. But people, so many of us in self-love is a lifelong process to do. I talk about it like it's so easy and effortless. Oh, I have boundaries. Don't settle for this. I'm 53 and it's all just settling now. But nobody deserves any half-ass effort. You are all stars and nobody should be in the limelight. I mean, to be put away and not in the spotlight. Let's say you tell somebody, guess what? I just got a promotion in my job. And they're not happy for you. You're like, maybe they're having a bad day. Then you tell them something else exciting and they don't respond, or they say, oh, that's great. Now you're left feeling WTF. Like, how am I supposed to feel good about myself now because you don't like it? So there's where your self-love comes, because A, the red flag is there. They're not happy for you. So if no one's going to be happy for you, you cannot make someone happy. You cannot sprinkle happy dust on them and think they will change. It is not going to happen. Speaking of changing, my book, True to Myself, Peace, Love, Marnie. I wrote my book in 2019 talking about my lifetime of trauma, abandonment, neglect, my affair, drugs, crack cocaine, having a baby from an affair. Life is stranger than fiction, guys. You could just read the reviews on Amazon and you will see for yourself what people have said about my book. It's remarkable I am alive. But I have changed so much since I wrote my book in 2019. I have so much more accountability and awareness and not so much self-blame. So we're all changing and evolving, but people show you who they are. Believe them. Again, back to my book on Amazon, True to Myself, Peace, Love, Marnie. Read the reviews. I will challenge anyone. I will come clean your house for a year weekly if you are not jaw dropped by chapter three. By chapter three, if you're not like, holy shit balls, then okay, then there's something wrong. But there isn't one person. I went into NIH, National Institute of Health, gave them my book, And the next day, it was in the window on display next to the Dr. Fauci bobblehead. My story is that powerful to explain. Never give up. Keep going. Listening to me now, I'm bubbly and happy, but there is so much darkness and sadness I overcame to see this rainbow. Okay, back to my red flags. I will always self-promote. Always. People used to say shameless self-promoting, and I'm thinking, there's nothing shameless about it. I'm promoting. I am so happy because a year ago, I wasn't writing for Newsweek. No. One day in October, the end of October of 2022, I got an article from Maria Volpe, Newsweek. Guys, type in Marnie Goldman and you can see all of the articles I have done. So if you want to read this specific article and this episode or any situation that you can imagine that you might be going through that might be relatively familiar with the feelings, of course, not the circumstance, go read my Newsweek and the brilliant writer, Maria Volpe. I love her. I love her because she believes in me. Nobody really believed in me. I didn't believe in myself. Pictures, we can always edit. Of course, I take away some wrinkles. I give myself Botox on my pictures, but my writing is so real and raw that, like I said, my quirks became my credentials. So these red flags, it's funny. I look in my life with people I meet all the time, and it goes so much to the saying, when people show you who they are, believe them, because we try to change them. And it's always if somebody's always yelling at you or if they don't answer a question and they wishwash their way around it, never honest with you. All of these things are red flags, but yet we deny ourselves the true love enforcement, reinforcement we should have for ourselves. And we settle for things that are not tolerable. Like I said about lying, if they lied to you once, I guarantee you they're going to always lie to you. I believe that a liar is always a liar. If somebody gossips about you, gossips to you, did you hear what happened to them? Look, they told me not to say this. And one of my favorite ones is between you and I. It's never between you and I. Never, ever. If someone says between you and I, that's a red flag. If a guy, I'm going to use this because for girls, we're so emotional and we get so upset if a guy doesn't call. We go out on a date, everything's great, and we never hear from him. So now, if a guy really likes you, ladies, you'll know it. You never have to question it. So now we're sitting by our phones. Why didn't he call me? Why is he not calling me? He only calls you now. Hey, you want to come over? Oh, okay, you called. Yay, I'm so happy. I don't care if I'm just a booty call. Have respect for yourselves. If you have children, would you want these things for your daughter? Think of things we went through. You don't deserve anything that doesn't bring you true peace, happiness, and joy. Life is too short. We don't get to rewind and go, let me go back to my junior year of college. Let me go back and do this over. If you are hanging out, you meet a new guy or girl, and they say, yeah, I don't like dogs sleeping in my bed, but you have your fur babies that sleep with you, of course. I mean, it's their bed and we sleep with them. And then you think, but you know what? I really like him or her, but maybe they'll change eventually. Now you continue dating and they're like, I said, I don't want the dog here. Now you're arguing. Well, why not? It's just a dog. Well, I told you in the beginning I didn't like dogs, but I thought I could change you. You're thinking on the inside. So that's another example. Red flags, somebody liking a dog or not liking a dog is neither right or wrong. I mean, it's a fur baby. I would think it's wrong, but there are many reasons why people may not like something. And it's also not our place to question it, judge it, and ask them. If somebody tells you with Halloween around the corner, they don't want to go to a horror movie, they are scared shitless and they should be. It brings up anxiety, hyper breathing, that startled feeling. And you say, oh, you'll be fine. Don't be such a baby. You don't want somebody like that in your life. You want somebody to say, you know what? I understand. I get it. That's a kind of a red flag when somebody's not accepting you completely and trying to change it and you allow it. Nobody can make you feel a certain way without your consent. Also, another thing I also notice is when somebody overexplains, just a side note, they are covering up a lie if it's consistent and you never get answers. Like you say, what'd you do last night? Oh, well, I got a call from my sister's aunt and her next door neighbor and this happened, that happened. And you're waiting. You're like, oh, I'm so relieved. Obviously, they were making something up and you were not a top priority. And just don't settle for not being top priority, but you can feel top priority if you go to my store. You can go to my website, peacelovemarnie.com, and you can click shop, or you can go to shop.peacelovemarnie.com. I have almost 600 products that are motivational, inspirational, fun, whether it's for you, whether you're 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, doesn't matter how old you are, there is something for everyone. We have candles, we have mugs, we have housewares, we have everything to make you feel fabulous from head to tote. Get it? Head to tote with our tote bag. It is basically a motivational, affirmational explosion. Affirmation Nation. That's not the name of my store, but that's the vibe. Check it out if you go to shop Peace Love Marnie on Etsy. Peace Love Marnie, yes, on Etsy. You will see your cart is going to overflow. And you're going to need, it's going to be like the new Amazon, because I am like a department store. We have something for men's, houseware, children's, everything. But even on socks, I want you to look down and say, I am worthy. There is so much yuck and darkness in the world, but if we love ourselves, it's a trickle effect. And when we smile, someone else smiles. And my products are made to make you smile and to compliment your style. Wink, wink. We need to just love ourselves, spread the love. I have messages on hoodies. If you're reading this, I hope you smile today. And you know what? Somebody's going to need that smile. I promise you. I had a shirt and a hoodie through the airport, and somebody came up to me and said, you know what? I just smiled. And I'm thinking, who knows how long this person may not have smiled or has been sad and they needed just that affirmation. Because here's the story. When I started my healing journey in 2017, when I was diagnosed with ADHD, I collapsed of anger. I was angry what my life could have been. There was so much trauma that opened up my eyes. So I started buying at every store I could find affirmations. I am worthy. I am lovable. Every day may not be good, but there's something good in every day. Attitude is the best gratitude. And I started to preach that to myself daily, and it healed me, because I'm here today with writing for Newsweek. I mean, come on. So because I used affirmations to heal me, and I was on rock bottoms, 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 basement, it works. So I just spent this summer with my delicious Brianna, who's my other daughter, creating the most amazing store. So guys, check it out. When you're scrolling, just go to shop.peacelovemarnie.com, peacelovemarnie.com. When you're there, you could click and book a free consultation with me. 15 minutes. I will empower you. I will be like an adult guidance counselor for you. I am your cheerleader. This is what I'm here to do, to let you know everything will be okay. Even if you don't want me to say anything, I'm a listener. People sometimes just want someone to hear them without judgment. I can do that for you. You want to rent a yenta and talk? Rent a yenta. I am here for you. So what I am here, I am an explosion of peace, love, and so much Marnie. And on that note, I am going to leave it with never give up on yourself, because guys, a year ago, I was not writing for Newsweek, and now weekly, I have 56 printed articles. For my opinion, they consider me their professional opinions, their whatever it is. I'm up there with doctors and psychiatrists and Marnie Goldman, because my real life stories are better than any doctor can tell you, because I have lived it. I've healed from it. I know how to live with any mental health disorder you have, how to function, and how to have a happy, thriving life. So guys, go again, peacelovemarnie.com. Check out my stories on Newsweek. Maria, I love you so much. This episode is dedicated to you. You changed my life because my words, you believe in me. And it's just remarkable. So sending everybody so much love, so much peace, and have a fabulous day. Bye. Until next time.
There you have it. Another episode of Tragic to Magic coming to a close. But remember, the magic doesn't end here. Keep shining, keep pushing, and remember, no one, and I mean no one, has the power to dull your sparkle. It's your light, your strength, your magic. Thank you for being part of the Tragic to Magic fam. You can listen on all podcast platforms. Don't forget to check out our website, peacelovemarnie.com. Until next time, stay strong, stay sparkly. Much love and peace.